Well, today we continue working through the first chapter of St. Mark, chapter 1, verse 40 to 45, the curing of the leper. This leper was a man, it seems, of great faith, because he comes up to the Lord, he kneels down, shows the Lord such utter respect and reverence by kneeling down and begging the Lord with this beautiful prayer. It's only a few words, but again, what a wonderful prayer. Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. If you will it, if it's your will, I know you can cleanse me of my leprosy. This man was a man of tremendous faith and humility by worshiping the Lord and kneeling before him. He had such great confidence. Isn't this a perfect prayer? A prayer filled with confidence, a prayer filled with trust, and a prayer that knew that if it was the Lord's will, it could happen. See, all these things, isn't that how we should pray as well? Filled with faith and confidence and trust and childlike knowledge that if the Lord wills it to happen, it'll happen. But it's up to him. Yes, we pray for it, but we accept. If he doesn't will it, then we accept that. This leper has really a perfect prayer, true prayer. We should say something first about leprosy itself. Leprosy was such a difficult disease socially for the person, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. It affected the whole person. Socially, they were outcast. They had to form into leper colonies. They could not be in cities and towns. If they got within 100 yards of another person, they would have to shout, unclean, unclean. They'd have to carry a bell with them and ring a bell so nobody got within 100 yards of them, because people felt it was such a contagious disease that they had to keep them as outcasts. So socially, they were rejected. They were outcast. Physically, they, of course, their bodies would begin to deteriorate. Their hands, their feet, their arms, their legs would begin to deteriorate. And emotionally, they were rejected by their families, by their friends. And so emotionally, they were isolated. And then even spiritually, they could not go to a synagogue. They could not go to the temple. So this disease was so terrible because it affected them socially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So when we see this man of great faith coming to the Lord, it says the Lord, by this prayer, was moved with compassion. His sacred heart was moved with pity, with compassion. It says the Lord actually stretched out his hand and touched the leper. One of the most shocking sentences in all of Scripture, that Jesus touched the leper, something that no one else had done. This man might not have been physically touched in years, and yet Jesus touches the leper, something that no one else would do. I remember Bishop Sheen telling the story when he and Bishop Sheen had many leper colonies all over Africa, and his TV show that maybe some of you used to watch would send money down to help the lepers. Well, Bishop Sheen was once giving, there's 100 lepers, and he had to give each one a silver crucifix. And as they came up, mostly their arms were just stumps and they didn't have hands, and the person would reach out, you know, what was left of their arm, and Bishop Sheen would try to give them a crucifix, each one. And Bishop Sheen was unwilling at first to touch the leper. And he sort of dropped it, and it sort of sank into the leper's, what was left of his hand. And the bishop looked at this leper, and this leper was so hurt emotionally. And so Bishop Sheen then took the crucifix, picked it up, and then placed it in the leper's hand. And he did that for the next 100 lepers. Each leper that came up, he took a crucifix and placed it so he could touch these lepers. So the Lord touches the leper. And he says, I do will it, be made clean. So again, Mark's favorite word is, immediately the leprosy left him. He was completely cured. Imagine that, complete miracle. His skin became white and his skin became perfect again. And so then what does the Lord tell him? The Lord says, don't tell anybody about this, but instead, To prove that you're cured, you have to go to the priest, as Leviticus had said, and present him to yourself. The priest would sort of act as the doctor and check him out. And if he was then cured of leprosy, the priest would give a decree, and they could then take this and be restored to their family, to the synagogue, to the temple, to the community. And this is how a person was restored, if they were cleansed. But of course, this fellow is so excited, he doesn't do it. He doesn't follow the Lord's recommendation or advice. And instead, he goes out and publicly tells everybody about this, which, of course, made the Lord's life a lot harder, because now it says the Lord couldn't even come into a town publicly because everybody was thronging to see him. All the lepers, all the sick. It says he had to enter a town secretly, sort of privately. And most of the time he had to stay out in deserted places, and people would come to him from everywhere. So again, you see this wonderful miracle, this curing of the leper that changed the leper's whole life. And yet, you know, when the leper is told what to do by the Lord, he doesn't do it. He instead tells everybody about it. But the Lord, of course, was willing to accept that. The Lord was willing to suffer on behalf of us, on behalf of this leper. And even though it made the Lord's life more difficult, not being able to enter towns and villages, but he was willing to do that out of love for this leper.